Welcome to Hearing the Voice of God, Week 2, Day 2. Yesterday we heard the scripture from 1 Samuel 3:10, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." That's 1 Samuel 3:10. And we saw yesterday that the first step is to have faith that God will speak to you. Speak, Lord, your servant's listening. Speak because God wants to speak. He wants to talk to you. Step number 2, the second step is listening. Your servant is listening. First step is God wants to speak to you, but second step is that you have to listen. So if we're going to hear the voice of God, we need to make time in our prayer to listen to him. And remember way back when we said that prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. It's two people speaking. And like in any relationship, you speak, the other person listens, and then they speak and you listen. It's the same with God. In our prayer time, most of us have a monologue with God. We're not taking that time to listen. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. We need to have a dialogue with God. And we talked about yesterday, what does God sound like? He usually speaks in a still, small voice. And I want to say this. He usually speaks in a still, small voice. We don't want to tell God how to speak. If God wants to audibly speak to you, who are you to say to God, "I'm sorry, God, you can't speak to me"? God has spoken to people audibly throughout history. But that's not how he usually does it. He usually speaks in a still, small voice, which is a voice within us. It's a gentle, soft voice. Remember Elijah and the prophet Elijah, that God was not in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. But then there was a still, small voice, and Elijah hid his face. Why? Because he was in the presence of God. Secondly, what does God sound like? His voice sounds familiar. Many of us, when we think we're going to hear from God, we think we're going to hear some voice that, I don't know what voice we think we're going to hear. But the voice we think we're not going to hear is our own voice. Usually when God speaks to someone inside, it is a voice that sounds just like them. Remember, we told the story yesterday about Samuel and when he was a little boy and he was in the temple with Eli. The voice of God came to him and he said, "Samuel, Samuel." He got up and he thought that Eli was calling him. Eli said, "Go back to sleep." And then this happened 3 times. And finally, Eli said, "Go back. And when you hear your name called, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" Now, why did I bring up that story? Because when God spoke to Samuel, it was in a familiar voice. It sounded like Eli, obviously. And it's going to be the same with you. Don't expect a voice that doesn't sound like your voice. Now, again, can God speak in a different way? Yes. We're not going to limit God here, but usually God speaks in a familiar voice. Now you say, "I don't hear voices within me, Brennan. What are you talking about?" Okay, I'm going to do a little exercise here to show you that you hear voices all the time inside of you. I want you not to say this out loud. I want you in silence, in the quiet of your heart, say this after me. "Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you." Now, don't say it out loud. Say it in the quiet of your heart. You say it now. See, there is a voice that's within us. That's our voice, definitely, because we are the ones that were controlling it. But if we would open ourselves to God, it would be the same voice. What does God sound like? He usually speaks in a still, small voice. What does God sound like? He usually speaks in a familiar voice. Today's memory verse to increase our faith that God your Father would speak to you. Remember Romans 10:17. "So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God." The more the word of God we have in us, the more our faith is going to increase. Is Psalm 48:14. "This God, our God forever and ever, he will be our guide forever." This is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Psalm 48:14. God will be our guide forever. God wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. Okay, now we go back every day. You've probably picked this up with me. Is repetitions the mother of learning? What are the three principles for hearing the voice of God? Can you remember them? The three principles for hearing the voice of God. Can you remember them? Principle number one, God is my Father. Principle number two, my Father has a plan for my life. And principle number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Today, I want to speak to you about the hows, H-O-W-S, the hows of how God speaks. The H-O-W-S of how God speaks. H-O-W-S. And if you look in your study guide, you will see this here. The H-O-W-S. By the way, I hope you're doing those studying guides. Again, I want to say this. This is not about theory. This is about practice. H-O-W-S, the hows of how God speaks to our, how God speaks to us. H is our heart. O is others. W is the world situations that we live in. And then lastly, S is sacred revelation. Our heart, others, the world situations, and sacred revelation. This is a good one for you to memorize. The hows of how God speaks. H is your heart, O is others, W is world situations, and then S is sacred revelation. Now, can you remember those? What's the H? Heart. What's the O? Others. What's the W? World situations. And then what's the S? Sacred revelation. Heart, others, world situations, sacred revelation. Get this down. You want to have this tool. This is going to be a very practical tool for you to hear the voice of God. Okay, now let's take each of these. Let's break them down. Let's talk about how God speaks to us through these hows. H, your heart. We're spending a lot of time in this series talking about how God will speak directly to your heart. And I'm going to give you, as we travel on in this series, I'm going to give you four keys. This is four keys to hearing the voice of God. Mark Verkler of Communion with God Ministry teaches these four keys, and I learned these from Mark Verkler. So God will speak to you in your heart. You'll get promptings of the Holy Spirit. You'll have that inner sense of a voice that's speaking to you. God will speak to you in your heart, through your conscience, through your thoughts. A friend of mine, Jim Hyde, I love this. He says, for the first 50 years of my life, I gave all my thoughts and ideas and inspirations. I gave myself all the glory for that. And he says, now the next 50 years of my life, he says, I'm going to give the glory to God, that he's the one that's inspiring my thoughts. He's the one that's giving me the inspiration, because God is. He's that close to you, church. And we need to realize that. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then today we heard this God, our God, will be our guide forever. God wants to speak to you. So we need to pay attention to what's going on inside of us. And I want to teach you about journaling. Journaling. We're going to get into journaling. Journaling is a great way to start to pay attention to the voice of God inside of us, and to start recording what God is saying to us. And we'll see over time that he does speak to our heart. Again, I can't say this enough. We're great about training people in theology. And it's important. We need to have our theology, our doctrine down. Because if we don't have our doctrine down, then when we get into spirituality, the relationship, spirituality is about your relationship with God, your relationship with the Spirit. But if you don't have your theology down, there's a lot of spirits you can relate to. I mean, a lot of people, for example, you know, because they don't have their theology down, they can get into something like there's a book called The Secret or A Course in Miracles. They can get into Deepak Chopra. Oh, it's all spirituality. And they'll sing the praises of spirituality. But wait, who are you in relationship with? That's an important question. I don't want to be in relationship with myself. Christianity is not about navel gazing. I don't want to be in relationship with the demon either. Something that's false. Let me tell you something about demons, by the way. Demons will speak 99% truth, and false prophets, they don't come. You know, Satan comes as an angel of light. He's not going to come to you with his horn sticking out and a tail and a pitchfork and go, blah, I'm the devil, come follow me. You would look at him and you'd say, in the name of Jesus, go to hell. No, you're not going to do that. You want to follow truth. So, we're great at teaching people doctrine, and we need to have our doctrine down, but we also need to have our relationship down with God, that heart-to-heart relationship. So, number one, God will speak to us through our hearts. Number two, the way God will speak is through others. God has given us the gift of others to hear his voice. You know, in Scripture, it says in Genesis, it's not good for man to be alone. God created us to be in relationship with others. He also put us in the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of the body. St. Paul speaks of this in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12. Jesus is the head of the body, and we're the members of the body. And he says, the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. All the parts of the body need each other, and all the parts of the body help each other. Think about that. Just get real practical and simple for a second. Isn't that the case in your body? All the parts of your body need each other to take care of each other, and it's the same way in your relationship with God. Others will be pointing things out to us. Others, God will use others to point things out to say, this is what God is saying. Now, they might not say it in that language, but if you're paying attention, things will come up over and over. You'll hear it through other people. You'll hear it in your heart. You'll hear it through other people, especially those who are an authority in our life. For example, like our spouse. Pay attention. When you're seeking the will of God, trying to hear the voice of God, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. The first person I go to isn't the Pope. And that's not, the truth be told, it's because I don't have his personal cell phone. But anyways, besides that, even if I did have the Pope's personal cell phone, the first place, I'm married. So through my sacrament of matrimony, God is going to speak to me through my sacrament of matrimony. So I'm going to be listening to my spouse and trying to hear God through my spouse, through my parents, through my priest, through teachers in my life. God is giving me these people as a gift to me to hear his voice. Spiritual directors are also an important place to hear the voice of God. It's very difficult to find a spiritual director. I think St. Francis de Sales says they're 1 in 10,000. There's a lot of people who go to spiritual direction school. That doesn't make you a spiritual director. And we'll talk about this more later on. A spiritual director is somebody who has a charism, a gift from the Holy Spirit to understand the soul. The other place that God will speak to you through when it comes to others is your prayer community. Are you in a community of believers where they know you and you know them? I mean, intimately, you're sharing your life with them. That's an important place to hear the voice of God, to listen to these people, to allow these people to speak into your life, to ask them to pray for you. All of these people that are others, your spouse, your spiritual director, your prayer community, to go to them and say, you know, I'm really trying to discern this. Would you pray for me? The next place, that the Lord will speak to us is through the world, through our circumstances. Pay attention to life, what's going on in your life. That'll be a place that God speaks to you, where you have peace in situations and where you don't have peace in situations. Pay attention to your world situation. Lastly, God will speak to us through sacred revelation. Now, this is usually called divine revelation, but, you know, that wouldn't sound good. It's hows. So, sacred revelation. God will speak to you through Scripture. What's sacred revelation? Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of the church. God will speak through these things. And if you hear something in your heart or from others that's contrary to Scripture or tradition or magisterium, I'm sorry, it is not God. Get away from it. It's not the truth. God is not the author of confusion. He's the author of truth, and truth is one. So Scripture, tradition, and magisterium of the church, God will always agree with these. And you know, when you go to hear from God, ask God to not just speak to your heart or just through others, ask him to start speaking to you through all four of these things or three or two of these things, and they will become a helpful tool to you. So, what's our scripture for today? We want to hear it again. Psalm 48, verse 14. This is God, our God, forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. God wants to speak to you. How does God speak to you? What are the hows of how God speaks to you? Your heart, others, world situations, and sacred revelation.